Hot diggity dog. Good morning, Arizona. Thank you for tuning in to the Garden Hour of Rosie on the House. We're here all completely on staff at our battle stations, ready for your call. Give us a ring at the toll-free number and let us know what your gardening concern, question, or anxiety is, and we will solve it for you. We are broadcasting live from the big, awesome KTAR Mobile RV out at the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show at the Arizona State Fairgrounds. Come on out. It's going to be a great day to do any and all of the shopping and collecting of ideas that you might be considering for the spring projects around your home. Go ahead and pour that first cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. You know, Dunkin' Donuts now has 5 breakfast meals, all under 200 calories. So you don't have to tank up on donuts if you don't want. They call it Dunkin' Donuts, but they've got some great meals for you, too. And I think, and have thought for the last 40 years, it's the best cup of coffee you can buy. We're here. We've got the call screeners waiting for you. That's my daughter, Peanut. She'll get your name and question and send it down to us via satellite connection. We'll find out who you are, what your question are, and we got a complete staff of landscape experts here. Romy, why don't you introduce your guests?
Well, Jay Harper is gone today. He's taking a little family vacation time. And we didn't have to go far. As Rosie mentioned, we are at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show at the State Fair. So we pulled a couple exhibitors who have a history in gardening and landscaping and nursery just as extensive as Harper's Nursery. We have Sharon Patterson of Gardener's World. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here with us and your family and extended family and third cousins and, you know, twice removed, probably at one point owned all of Glendale.
Well, and we've spread out a long ways out of Glendale as well, and we farm all over the place. But we have farmed the plants and our nursery at Gardener's World, and then we have Gardener's Eden Landscaping as well.
So we've got Ms. Sharon Patterson ready for questions at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And Mr. Brian Blake Whitfield of Whitfield's Nursery.
Good morning, Romy. How are you doing today?
Always a pleasure to have you with us, sir.
Beautiful day out there.
Today, it was Arbor Day, so our tip this week is revolving around trees, and y'all have the perfect display of what trees can really do. You guys are displaying outside in the bare open sun, and your entire booth is shaded, and you built nothing.
You know, there's nothing like shade here in the desert, and water's our biggest asset with the farming like Sharon's family's used for years, and we all have, and how we use that to cool our houses with the right, correct, you know, choice of trees makes a huge difference.
So water, whether we're using the water to steam and turn the turbines for power, whether we're watering to water the trees to shade, or we're jumping in a pool, that's our source of cooling.
We're all here about water.
Well, let's talk. Jumping in the pool, that's great too.
What kind of trees do you like for the desert?
You know, there's a lot of options here in the desert. If you look around in our native landscapes, you'll see the native trees like the Palo Verdes and the ironwoods and mesquites, which are really nice trees. And now we have new improved mesquites that are grafted and hybridized, kind of like you would with citrus. So we have some that don't blow over or maybe have less litter or possibly no thorns. But then you get to some other kind of fun Arizona natives, like the Fantex ash is a nice big canopy Arizona ash variety, which can give you shade in the lawn area. Or if you bring things like the red push pistachio, you know, that happens to come from the Middle East in a drier, hot climate, works very well. And then we have southern trees, you know, things like the Acacia salicina and Acacia stenophyllus and things that are going to come from places like Australia and Africa. So there's a lot of fun desert-adapted trees that work very well here.
The Arizona Community Tree Council had an event for Arbor Day down at the state capitol yesterday. And it's actually quite amazing just the variety of trees down at the capitol. They did demonstrations on multiple different trees all right in an area. And I mean, they were in a weeping bottle brush. They were up in an ash tree. There was a palm tree. That was really hard. And then another one. But that the state capitol actually has quite an impressive display of just the different varieties.
Well, I'm sure Sharon's contributed to their garden, and we have as well.
And we've planted a lot of trees down there at the Capitol.
And the Capitol maintains a really fun garden, and it's kind of a neat mix. And we have tropical trees there combined with native desert trees and a wide variety. And so you can get a fun idea of the Capitol. What you do have to remember, though, is downtown is probably one of the least frosted areas, warmest areas in the valley. So things that work there might not work everywhere. But there's certainly a lot of fun, different kinds of trees to grow. And, you know, one thing, Sharon, is the big advantage that trees put forward to you in your landscape.
Oh, Yes, and as we go out and plan with our clients in the landscaping, we're asking them, what is their goal? What do they want to have? And most of them want to have some shade. And, of course, the shade is going to cut down on the utilities in their home as well.
You know, and it's really fun starting a landscape room. I mean, what I would usually do is the first thing I do is put that big tree on the southwest side of the house to take away the summer heat. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different feelings about trees, things from deciduous trees that lose their leaves in the wintertime to evergreen trees that have leaves all year. And often kind of a misnomer is the fact that deciduous trees are messier because the leaves fall. Well, you know, trees are kind of like us. We shed our hair, they shed their leaves, and you just get to pick when. And some of these deciduous trees, like the red push pistachio and Fantex ash, are really nice because they drop their leaves once a year in January after you get this beautiful fall color. What's your favorite tree, Sharon?
I think the Dalbergia sissu.
Oh, that's
yes.
A growing tree.
Yes. Yeah, that's a growing tree. Well, I think we helped introduce that one a lot.
Well, you probably
area.
Know Ken Boyon, right?
Yes.
The ag inspector?
Right. Of course.
Ken was telling me a story once. You know, he's from India and grew up with sissu trees, that when they had a boy child in sissu, they could plant a sissu tree. And by the time he was old enough to build a home, he could cut it down and build a house out.
How about that?
That's a big tree.
So there you got some wood for your next hour there, a little construction wood there ready to go.
Perfect. Let's talk about what you were saying. By the time he grew up, it was big enough to cut down. You can go to the nursery and you've got 5-gallon trees, and then you've got big box trees that you need a forklift and a semi to get on site. How does somebody determine what level of tree? And I mean, can that tree go in any hole? Do you have to do soil testing?
Well, access can be an issue, but the one thing about planting trees is you can buy time. You know, and really whether you plant a 5-gallon tree or a 96-inch box that weighs 28,000 pounds, it's just a matter of how long you want to wait for it to get big. You know, how long you might want to live in a home, how patient you are for it to grow. You know, you can certainly plant a seed in your yard if you wanted to and probably have a tree grow of some sort. But what you can go out and do, you know, now that you couldn't do when Sharon and I started a long time ago, what we couldn't do before was go out and buy a big tree that you could put in a 36 or a 48 or, like I say, even a 96-inch box tree where you can have shade next week.
We have a caller in from Glendale, Kitty, who's got a question about a Chilean mesquite. We'll bring her in the conversation and see what we can do to help her with her tree question. And we have a line open for you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Kitty, good morning.
Good morning. I am so frustrated with this one tree. We have 2 Chilean mesquites in the front. The one is just beautiful. The other one, every spring, it'll start looking real healthy and green and everything, and then the leaves start wilting, and they die. They fall off the tree. I fertilize and water, and it comes back. I can't imagine what could cause one tree to be so beautiful. It's probably 20 or 30 yards away.
Well, Kitty, here's the deal is, and that's why nowadays that we graft our trees like the mesquite trees. Chilean mesquites have been popular here for years because they're thornless, but they're grown from seeds. So you can have genetic variation and genetic problems with them. And we see a lot of problem with Chilean mesquites with their root system, which is just not as good. But it could be a chance that tree that you have was root bound when it was in a small container and probably will not make a good tree. My recommendation would be to go out and punt. Just cut that one down, make some barbecue wood out of it, and start off with a new tree. And if you're looking for a mesquite, you might want to look at the new varieties like the American mesquite, which are grafted, and we know they're going to have a good taproot and not break in the wind and also be thornless.
And that's something that Jay talks about all the time, about how people will not have a dishwasher 5 years old or a car that's 10 years old. They've got a 20-year-old tree that they can't part with. I mean, there's only so long that some of these things last.
Well, Sharon and I are probably a lot alike. You know, we have favorite trees, and sometimes we get a bit soft-hearted, you know.
Yes, it's always hard to cut something down, but you want that great goal in the long run.
And for her, it might just be starting over, it sounds like.
I think definitely start over. If you have a Chilean mesquite that's not performing after one summer, it's time to get a new one.
Now, we're going to switch topics here a little bit and bring in, Bob and Chandler on something else we were talking about in this lawn transitioning. Bob, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks. Sorry I don't have a tree question. Actually, I do at the end, but more importantly, if I could, I'm interested in putting in a lawn. My lawn died, and I didn't have a chance to fix it. It went to weeds, So I put a bunch of pre-emergent down and managed to corral all the weeds. Now it's time to put down a lawn. And I'm trying to decide whether to sow some Bermuda or put down sod. It's pretty labor-intensive for me at my age to put down the sod, but also sowing. So I would like your opinion on that and maybe what kind of prep I should use. Should I use a roller before and after on the ground, and what kind of fertilizer? And I'll turn it over to you.
Well, if you have put down pre-emergent, you can't put down some seed unless it's been at least 6 months since you put that pre-emergent down, because your seed is not going to be able to come up. So your choice will have to be putting down some sod. And you mid-iron is one of the most popular sods that we recommend. And yes, you need to prepare your soil. We recommend putting mulch down prior to then tilling that up. You do need to roll that out. And then you order your sod. It can be delivered in the middle of the night, and you've got a big job then for the next day. And 6-20-20 fertilizer is a good one to use on that. And you probably may want to get some help from some of your neighbors or someone else to help you put that down. Brian,
on the other side, there's plenty of contractors that can install this new lawn for you. Yeah. And the real advantage you have to sod, you're not going to start off with the weeds, which, like Kieran said, you got the pre-emergent, so you probably have an issue there anyway. But you can have a beautiful lawn that you can enjoy in a matter of a week or two. And it'll be less weed-free and less problematic. And I think Sharon's company would install the sod for you, or most of the sod companies can install sod. And they can roll it out like carpet in just a matter of one day. You have a beautiful lawn.
Well, we'll be back with Ted, who wants to talk Xeriscape, and Dave, who wants to talk about bulk composting. And we've got room for your questions.